Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Now, the Word of God says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Do you know what that means? That which was lost? And that He came to seek and save it. Have you ever lost something? Maybe you lose your shoe, right? And you're looking all over the house for your shoe. And you're, where did I leave my shoe? And you look in strange places like the refrigerator because you can't think of anything else. And you lose something. In a manner of speaking, God lost something. He lost us. He lost people. And that happened in the Garden of Eden when Satan came in and he tempted Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve fell. They sinned. When that happened, all of humankind changed. We developed what's called an old sin nature. It's in your DNA. It's been existent for about 6,100 years since the garden itself. And we've got this old sin nature. The result of the old sin nature first is that people are lost. Now, that's pretty devastating. That's why Jesus came. He came to look for and to find that which had been lost. He came for people. Now, the thing about it is that a lost person is a person who's going into hell. And that's devastating. And the reason why people go into hell is because they refuse to believe in Christ. That's it right there. There is no other reason. It's not because they're not good enough. It's not because whatever, you name it, it's not a reason. The only reason is because they refuse to accept Christ. Accepting Christ simply means, I said, God, I'll accept what you did for me. I'll accept that Jesus paid for my sins. That's it. Just like you accept a Christmas present. It works exactly the same way. Well, Jesus came to seek and to save, to look for and to save those who are lost. Now, there's two types of lost people. The first one is people who have never accepted Christ. Maybe they never heard of Christ. There's a lot of people in the world that didn't hear of Christ. As a matter of fact, more than half of the people in the world have never heard of Christ. That's why missionaries are so important, people like Pastor Ronaldo. Because people learn about Christ who might not otherwise ever hear about Him through people like Pastor Ronaldo. And then there's also people who are lost, but they're not going to hell. They're actually Christians who've accepted Christ, but they kind of lose their way. In other words, things get into their life that distract them. Things can be distracting for any number of reasons. Jobs, right? When somebody gets older and they get into their job and they can be very distracted. The details that they have to deal with. Kids can get distracted with school and sports and different things. Sometimes their friends distract them. And that's actually a type of a strategy that Satan uses to keep people away from Christ, is distraction. And he does it with kids, and he does it with adults, he does it with absolutely everybody. So if you start feeling distracted, know that you're not alone. But also understand that you can't accept that. Now, when somebody gets distracted, Jesus says He will leave everything behind and go for that one person who's distracted, that one person who loses their way. And He will pursue them. He says in an analogy, if He's got 99 people and one of them gets lost from their way, not lost as in going to hell, a Christian can never go to hell. That's not possible. But they can lose their way with God. And if that person gets lost in their life with God, God will go after them. He'll leave everything and everyone else behind. He will go after them. That's how important it is to God for you to have a life with Him. On the other hand, there's also the people who are not saved, who are going into hell. And those people are in a more difficult situation. Because it's not like they got saved and lost their way. is they've never gotten saved. And he came for them too. He came for them first, actually. Because he doesn't want anyone to go to hell. He wants not one person, I don't care who it is, it can even be the worst person you could think of, he does not want them to go to hell. And so he came for them. He sends us also. When Jesus was on earth, he sent his disciples two by two. In other words, he sent them in pairs. And he said, go into all the villages and tell them about me so that people can get saved. And you know, he does the same thing today. He says to people, go out into the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is the good news. The gospel is how to get saved. And so he tells us, go out there and tell people how to get saved. And then he also says, make disciples out of them. In other words, a disciple is someone who's learning about God, who's growing, who's learning the Word of God. Again, that's what missionaries do. They win people to Christ, they get people saved, and then they cause them to learn about God, to have a life with Him. Now, here's the thing about that. Every person is told to win the lost. Every person is told to win the lost. In other words, every person is told, tell people about Jesus. Now, you don't have to ask yourself, should I tell someone about Jesus? The answer is yes. Jesus said to do it. He said, go tell people about me so that they don't go to hell. Sit right there. Hell, I don't want to make too much of an issue for it because nobody in this room has to ever face it, thank God. But at the same time, so many people in the world do have to face it. And they don't have to, but they will. And a lot of them face it because they've never heard. Even in our country, there's people who have never heard how to get to heaven. They've never heard that Jesus loves them. They never heard that He died for them. They never heard that He forgives them. They've never heard that He rose again from the dead. They never heard that He ascended. They don't know Him. Yet, it's only through believing in Him that anyone can go to heaven. So it's really important that we tell people about Jesus. If you have a friend on a playground or something, or in school, or maybe at home, and you're thinking to yourself, maybe I should tell my friend about Jesus, you're right. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And He says, tell your friends about Jesus. If you have an opportunity, even if you don't know the person, tell them about Jesus. Why? Because you don't know that they're going to heaven. You don't know that they're not. You don't know that they are. You just don't know. And it's really important because every person is special to God. Every person is important to God. He loves them all. He died for them all. In the same way that He died for us, He died for them. And so He wants them to know. And so He says to us, tell them about me. Tell them that I love them. Tell them that they are important. Tell them that they don't have to be perfect to go to heaven. Tell them that heaven is a gift. Tell them that if they simply accept what I gave them, that they'll go to heaven forever. Tell them they can't lose it once it's theirs. Teach them about me. They're precious, they're special, they're important. Don't forget to do it, he says. You guys, you know there's no such thing as being too young to be a soul winner? That's what you call them, soul winners. People who win the lost, the souls of the lost. You're never too young to be a soul winner. By the way, you're never too disabled to be a soul winner. You're never too sick to be a soul winner. I remember several years ago, like in our church, and I've always been in places where people soul win, right? I wouldn't go to a church where they don't soul win on purpose. And in our church, this lady had cerebral palsy, which is a serious nerve disease. And she couldn't even speak how bad her disease was. She was always in a wheelchair. She couldn't really move. She was very well aware, though. She could think very clearly. She always wanted to be there. And so we would take her, when we'd go on the streets and tell people that we don't know even, but we'd go on the streets, we didn't know them, but we would tell them about Jesus, and sometimes you would have people and they would cry because they were so happy to know they're going to go to heaven. Now this lady came with us one time and she went with me. And we started talking to a person, this man, he was about 26 or 27 years old. And we started telling him about Jesus. And he said to me, "I don't need Jesus. I'm perfectly fine without him." Now she couldn't talk, but she could laugh. And she started laughing. I've never seen somebody laugh as hard as that lady laughed. She couldn't say a word, but man, did she laugh. That guy realized how stupid it was, what he was saying. Because this lady who couldn't even speak was laughing at him so hard. And that realization was so strong that he got on his knees on the street to pray to accept Jesus. You see, you can always be someone who wins people to Christ. It doesn't matter what your condition, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, it doesn't matter if you have a big education or no education, none of that makes any difference. All you need to be able to do is say to someone, "Jesus loves you." That's it. If you can say, "Jesus loves you," you can be a great soul winner. You can be the reason that people do not go into hell, but instead they go into heaven forever. That's an amazing thing. He wants you to tell people. He wants all of us to tell people. And he wants you to know that you can do that. You guys understand? Okay, that's it for today.